Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for motivation, personal growth, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. We love you and we appreciate you, and we are grateful that you're here. And if you like this show or any show that we have done in the past, please make sure you tell everybody about it. Everyone needs to tune in, be part of the family, because everyone is stronger than failure. All right, folks, 2021 is starting off phenomenal. It's amazing, and we're going to keep it rolling. You are going to love today's show. If you love eating and making money, then this show is for you. On today's show, we have got the owners of Academic Pizza, Robert Butts and Jonathan Malone. Now, Robert grew up in southwest side of Atlanta. He attended and graduated from Frederick Douglass High School and Tuskegee University with a BS in mathematics. He is an accomplished educator and information technology professional and fell in love with pizza at a very early age because of its taste, smell, and looks. It's one of the few foods that you can combine meats, veggies, cheese, herbs, all into one bite. And in the summer of 2017, he invested into his food truck, Academic Pizza, and has been providing pizza to the surrounding area in Atlanta. His very first event was on July 27, 2019, and he loved it. And he's been serving pizza ever since. Now, Jonathan and Robert, they met back in high school. They met back in college at Tuskegee College. And he said they would, like Jonathan said, he always wanted to do something on his own where he could be his own boss, and he's loved pizza from childhood. So him and Robert got together, and boom, created their business and shooting for the stars. These guys are amazing. I've met them. You're going to love them. So Robert, Jonathan, I'm glad to have you, man. Y'all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, guys. You are welcome, actually. I'm excited because one thing that everybody loves, no matter what, they get excited about is seeing food trucks. You know what I mean? When you see them, you got that smell, that aroma in the air, and you always, no matter what, want to see what's going on and what they've got to offer. So before we jump into the whole interview or finding out all about that, I want you to tell our listeners, man, a little bit about you guys, who you are. And Robert, tell you what, right, why don't you go first, and we'll go to Jonathan, that way keep it easy.
I know we was about to both start talking at the same time. So, just like my bio said, I'm from Atlanta, grew up, went to school here, loved math so much that I went to Tuskegee and I majored in mathematics. After graduating from school, I became a teacher, taught math for about 14 years. I got a master's. Also, I got a master's 2 years later after I got my bachelor's degree in information technology. So I've been in and out of the educational world and the IT world. And, eventually I wanted to start my own business. So I started a food truck. Jonathan, we got together and we came up with Academic Pizza.
I love it. You are phenomenal with math, that's for sure.
I consider myself a mathematician.
Yeah, maybe math was not my strong suit. I mean, I can add a little bit, but I'm going to need you for anything else.
That's right, Danny, and this is Jonathan. With my engineering background, of course, math is the base of all engineering, and we just put it together. It made sense. I'm a certified technical trainer, so I do adult education, and so academic training, teaching is just part of our forte, and also mathematics, and we both had a fond love of pizza. It's the one thing that you can feed to a 5-year-old or a 50-year-old, and they are both will love it.
You are absolutely right. So yeah, with one, knowing that everybody loves the product, and two, the mathematical background, y'all know what it takes to make that money add up. So that's going to be perfect.
Absolutely.
Now I got a question out this, right, as far as getting like with the whole food truck business, how did y'all know that that was the one to go to? I mean, I'm sure y'all sat down and talked about business and what to do. Like, how did y'all come up with the food truck?
You know, in Atlanta, Georgia, and in the last 5 years, the food truck industry was growing, and it was growing by leaps and bounds. And before we picked pizza as one of our food items, we sort of canvassed the entire Atlanta area. We went to festivals, we went to corporate events, we went to birthdays, and we saw a lot of food trucks. And so we didn't want to reinvent the wheel per se. So we, you know, created a food truck, but we wanted to do something different. And one thing that we didn't see was a pizza food truck, and not just a pizza food truck. We didn't see a brick oven pizza truck. So, want to ask something, Jonathan?
Yeah, the brick oven concept, pizza was the main thing, but the brick oven concept was something that was not seen here in Atlanta. We're probably one of only two food trucks in Atlanta with a brick oven pizza on board. So we can provide you BOP, brick oven pizza, on site, on demand.
Now, that's cool. Now, I've had brick oven pizza. Now, I'm sure some people out there haven't, some of our listeners. Tell the difference between, like, you know, just a regular, you know, regular pizza and a brick oven pizza.
Okay, so a brick oven pizza, let me start off with letting you know that it cooks in about 2 minutes. The dough is freshly made. It's not pre-made. It's made fresh every day. We use a 24-hour process to make the dough for fermentation. When you make the pizza on the edges is sort of bubble up, and it has like a leopard type look to it. The ingredients are fresh. Nothing is frozen. It cooks in the oven. The temperature of the oven is roughly between 800 and 1,000 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And it makes for a beautiful pizza. I prefer people to eat it right away, even though it's very hot. But now compare that to Domino's or Papa John's or Pizza Hut. Their dough is probably frozen. They unthaw it every night. Their ingredients are probably not fresh. I'm pretty sure some of their ingredients are fresh, but not all. And also, too, their pizza, even though our pizza, brick oven pizza, the fermentation happens outside the oven, their fermentation process happens inside of your stomach. So after you eat a brick oven pizza, you won't feel full. But after you eat a Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's pizza, right away, after about the first couple of slices, you're going to feel full.
That's one thing I didn't even know. So that starts to, I guess, you know, the fermentation process in your stomach just swells you up and fills you up, whereas yours is eating, you feel comfy, and you can go out and run errands, not take a nap, huh?
That's right. That's right. And I used to work at a Pizza Hut. And so I've seen, you know, all the products and ingredients coming from a can. The dough is made days in advance and kept, you know, in the freezer or cooler for that day of serving. You know, they count down where we, on the other hand, we make it fresh for each event, each day, and our toppings are fresh, never frozen. So it definitely makes for a better pizza.
Here, here. Hey, sounds good to me. Hey, I'm a pizza lover. Hey, I can help it, but I love pizza. So I'm definitely going to check you guys out as soon as possible. And you're right. Some of those other guys, they make you feel full in the stomach when it's not that fresh dough. And it's nothing like a fresh oven pizza that you guys are preparing. Sounds great. So, hey, I'm going to check with Danny. And as soon as I can get a hold to him and get your location, I'm going to come check you out.
Well, we do, yeah. Whenever we have an event for X360, man, we need to have y'all out there. That's for sure, Derwin.
Oh, yeah. I'm on board. We can definitely toss it to the boss and see what she says.
That sounds good. I would ask what makes y'all unique, but I think you already, kind of hit the nail on the head. Y'all got the fresh ingredients. It's a brick oven. And one thing you said, it cooks in 2 minutes?
Yeah, roughly about between 90 seconds and 120 seconds.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I was thinking, because, you know, when you see pizzas go in there, different ovens, they usually take a long time. So it comes out fresh ingredients, and it's super quick. That's really cool to me.
Yeah, that's really quick. And is it by the slice, or can you get a whole large that's in a couple of minutes?
With our model, everything is custom hand stretch, so it's not by the slice. We serve them in 8-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch variations. The 8-inch is like a personal pan pizza. The 12-inch, you'll have enough to share.
Hey, cool. Hey, we got to get together and sit down and let's make a X360 version of a pizza, making a signature move.
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Great.
Now, I got a question, guys. Now, this thing said, the business is booming in Atlanta. It's been growing, so by leaps and bounds, that's why you jumped in. Like, so what do you mean by that? Is it more trucks that are coming about, or is it more of the trucks making more money? And kind of a tag-along question is that, is do you guys get certified or a certificate in each city you go into? Like, how does that work?
All right, so in the food truck industry, yes, and it is growing. I think when I got my fire inspection, the fire marshal told me that on average, he inspects over 40 trucks per month. So this was a couple of years ago. So, and typically he inspects the trucks that are brand spanking new. After that, he doesn't inspect them anymore until like 5 years from that starting date. But to answer your second question, the business in Atlanta is growing. I mean, you have to think about it. From February to October, there's over 120 festivals just in the city limits of Atlanta. Now, we're not even talking about the surrounding area, like Clayton County, Cobb County, North Fulton, South Fulton. But just in the Atlanta area with all the parks, there's about 120 festivals from February to October.
Wow, dude, I didn't know there was that many. That's kind of a big number.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's some small ones, but there's some big ones, too.
Yeah.
Food trucks are definitely multiplying, Danny. We're seeing more and more getting into the business every day with the COVID-19 and restaurants having a real big hit. They're turning to food trucks because you can pull up on site, be outside, and still social distance and serve them good, hot, quality food.
Dude, I knew anything about that, but you're absolutely right. You can social distance. You can still, have the gatherings, but everybody got plenty of room and get the best food. So, no, that's awesome, man. Now, you don't have to give exact numbers, but I'm kind of curious, man. Is this something, really expensive to get into as far as, purchasing a food truck? Oh, yeah. And real quick, as far as, in Atlanta and Clayton County, different areas, do you got to get certified or are there different things you got to do for each city or each town? Or can you just drive anywhere to do business?
No, you can't just drive anywhere and do business. The Department of Public Health for each county has its own agency where you have to go and get a permit. And if you want to do business in Fulton County, you got to get a Fulton County permit. You want to do business in Clayton County, you got to get a Clayton County permit, Gwinnett and so forth. The one thing that might save you from that is if there's an event or a festival, which typically we are serving at, that event or festival will carry that permit for the food truck as long as they have a business license and a permit in a county surrounding the Atlanta metro area. So you definitely have to be permitted and certified in each area, and the Department of Public Health has to give you a score to make sure you can serve in those areas.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah, because I was curious about that. I got a friend of mine, I was talking about y'all being on the show. And he was asking the question he asked was, well, can you just drive anywhere to do it? Or you got to be permitted or you got a certificate? What do you have to do? So, yeah, I was curious about that.
Not only that, Danny, you also have to have a commissary or a kitchen where you prep everything at. So you just can't be at the house prepping it, put it on the truck and go serve. The county has to be able to come out to your kitchen, inspect it, give it a score, give your truck a score. So there's two different scores that you have to maintain in order to be able to serve the public.
Okay. So, yeah, so you can't just have anybody out there doing the food truck and it'd be dingy, dirty, and things like that. It's got to be top-notch.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Now, how expensive is it, to buy in a food truck?
It's pretty expensive.
And again, you can just ballpark. I know some people don't like to talk about numbers. So, yeah, if you want to, you can just ballpark, man.
So, roughly, it all depends on what food that you're cooking. But our truck, it costs about $150,000. And when you are, you know, starting a food truck, you got to think about the truck. You got to think about the food that you want to cook. And then after that, you got to think about your refrigerators. You got to think about how you're going to cook the food. You got to think about the process of cooking the food. And all that goes into play when you go to the go to any health department. They want to know about your truck, your menu, and your process.
All right. So, yeah, a little more depth than I thought. And a little bit more money than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, the equipment on your truck could be very expensive. You can never have too much, Danny.
No, you can't. Yeah, the better equipment that you have, the better anything that you've got, especially when it comes to business, yeah, it's going to be more beneficial for the long run. You'll wind up making a lot more money, have less downtime, so it's more beneficial.
Less headaches, absolutely.
So with that being said, talking about less headaches, right? See, I've been in business now for a little while, all right? What is something that you know now that you wish you knew when you got started, and what is something that you would do differently?
Can you say that again?
All right, so like, yeah, I've been in business for a little while now, right? Since 2019, so been in business for a little while. And I know y'all come, you know, there's been, you know, I'm sure, there like a learning curve. So what is something that you do know right now that you wish you knew right in the beginning when you first started the business?
The permit process. I mean, that is a very tedious, laborious process, this period. Permits, dealing with the fire marshal, dealing with a commissary, making sure your commissary is up to par, making sure that your truck has all the what do you want to call them? All the items that's needed to pass inspection. You have to have a certain, you know, ceiling. You have to have a certain, you know, like your water has to be hot. Your water heater has to be able to heat a certain amount of gallons at a certain temperature. So it's just a lot that I did not know. I wish I would have known before I got my truck inspected.
That sounds like it. I'm sure, yes, you have an inspector come out to check everything, and you didn't know all those items. I'm sure they can't just come back out the next day and inspect it. It'd be a little while, wouldn't it?
Typically, you have to set appointments, you know, because you have to think about it. If they're inspecting 40 trucks per month, yeah, you have to think about it. They probably got their, you know, a couple of months already booked.
And yeah. COVID-19, that number is probably double, Danny. They're probably seeing twice as many now because this is a real good model to go to in the time of COVID-19. And to piggyback on what Robert said, you know, the things that we could do differently, I would think about more so on the catering side as a business because, you know, the COVID-19 and Corona has really, really affected our business just as a food truck. And I can just imagine what it would do to a restaurant. But we had the flexibility to be able to change our model and go to a different area, which is one thing I love about what we did instead of a restaurant. So it gives us a little bit more flexibility and able to survive in tough times like the Corona pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, I think you said a mouthful there being that not having a restaurant, being mobile where you can go to different locations will help you out. So I kind of see what you're saying there where like the models, man, a lot of restaurants aren't having as many people because of everything. They are going to want more food trucks. You know, even like at, you know, larger birthday parties. You know what I mean? I've been at a bunch of parties where it's like, you know, 50, 80 people there. I mean, having a food truck would be really cool.
Definitely. We're seeing a definite rise in those numbers for private events, subdivisions, apartment complexes, areas where they're typically used to going out and eating. We're able to provide that for them without them having to leave their neighborhood.
See, I love it. I think that's really cool. And talking about COVID, things being tough and, you know, it's kind of affecting everybody's business. You know, whenever you start a business, man, it's stressful. It can be tough. And then, like right now, tough times happen. What keeps y'all motivated? Like, what is your why? Why do you keep doing what you do and what you do every day?
My why is you know, just I like to see a happy face. You know, I like to educate people. And with brick oven pizza, you really have to educate people on what type of pizza that they're eating. Coming from an educator's background, you know, I just like to see that light bulb go off in people's heads. You know, once you explain to them, you know, what type of food you have, comparing them to other type of foods. And, you know, and them thanking you for it, you know, just thanking you for providing that piece of information. So, and also too, you know, there's one statement that really rings a bell. And the reason why I really started a business, you have to fear regret more than failure. I think that's very important. And I could not go another year without trying to start a business. So you have to fear regret more than failure. And that's, you know, that's my why.
My why is a little different, Daddy. I want to get money. I want it to provide for my family, more importantly than anything, that if something happened that I couldn't go into a job and they tell me, you know what, we don't need your services anymore, thank you, and you know, send me walking. I wanted to be able to provide something that my children can come into, grow into if they so desire, something that will feed their families and create generations of income for our family, other than just ourselves, other than just work going to a job 9 to 5. And the other benefit of that is seeing the smiles on people's faces, knowing that you're providing a service that makes them happy and is providing a community service. We like to give back to the communities, the schools, you know, we like to give them discounts for teachers, things of that nature. So anything where we're getting involved with the community and we can make a living off of it at the same time, it's a win-win for us.
I mean, guys, both of those right there were phenomenal answers. I love both of those. I mean, that's a huge one. That right, they will keep you going out every single day. You know, you want to provide for your family and make money. Jonathan, like you said, provide that generational wealth so you can not get fired from the job. Because we all know, man, nowadays jobs aren't, you know, they're not guaranteed. When you go to a job now, if they don't need you or they're downsizing like most of them are doing, you can be let go immediately with no money to move forward. And unfortunately, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. They couldn't survive that.
You're absolutely right, Danny. And I wanted to change the mold for my family. So that was another reason of definitely becoming an entrepreneur, because that bug was biting at me as well. And Robert and I were just coming together. We're able to come together at a good time.
I love it. I can see both of y'all, man, y'all work well together. And you, without a doubt, both of y'all are smooth right now on the phone. And you can tell you work really well together. Your energy is great. So now, I got another question. All right, fine. Talking about being successful in business, right? You want to have generational wealth. You want to keep pushing forward, want to educate, help people, provide for them, right? So, with this business, I got a couple of questions real quick. One, how do you know you're successful in this business? Like, when will that point be when you're successful? And where do you see yourself in 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years from now?
So how do we know that we're successful? I mean, I think that this is a customer service-based business. And you know you're successful when, for example, you have people calling you, asking you, where are you? You know, we want to eat pizza. We want to eat not just pizza, but your pizza. Mm-hmm. So that's when you know you're successful. And sometimes, you know, we don't work 5 days a week, so we may have people call us on our off day. And we have to just let them know, like, you know, we're not open today.
Working towards it.
You know, we're working towards being open 5 days a week, but how we know that we're successful is when people call us and they look for us, they're looking for us to be open every single day. And my 1 year goal from now is to, you know, just really get my social media and my marketing going. You know, right now you have food trucks that have close to 10,000 followers. Ultimately, our goal for the end of this year is to have at least half of that, at least 5,000. So Just, you know, so I, you know, 1 year goal is to make sure that our social media is up to par and we have more followers, which means more marketing. 5 years from now, hopefully we'll have a brick and mortar restaurant that we can associate with our truck. So those are some of the things that I want to accomplish year one to year five.
Yeah, Danny, to piggyback on that, year one to year five, you know, to measure successfulness is to have growth. So each year that we've been in business so far, we've been growing. We've suffered some setbacks with the pandemic, but you know what? We took that head on and we're actually still moving forward with growing our business. And that to me is a sign of success in itself. The second thing on that is if we get to our end goal, which is to have that brick and mortar building, maybe a second or third truck. Again, that's going to dictate that we're doing the right thing and we're having success with it. So we want to grow this thing and possibly, you know, the end goal for me is to build a franchise, Academic Pizza, and that will be the true measure of success and how big we can grow this thing.
I love it. Both of those are, again, great answers. And it seems like you guys, again, you got a plan for your business because a lot of people, They get into business, what I've noticed in some interviews and just talking to different people, is they get into business, but they don't really have like that 1 year, 5 year, or even further down the road goal. You guys got everything planned out. You know what success is. You know what you want to get. You know what it's going to take to get there. Getting the followers on Instagram, growing the social media accounts, getting out, getting the different locations. So, no, guys, you are going to achieve success without a doubt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Now, we're getting close to time, but I got two more questions I want to ask, and then we'll go on to promote y'all business. I want everybody to find out how to get in touch with you in just a minute. But real quick, right? So we know what success is in business for you. All right. What is success in life? Like, to know that one is successful, what's your answer to that?
I'm sorry, say that again, Danny.
All right. So I know what success is in business for you, right? Because you told me that, what and where you want to be. But I just overall, general success in life, like, what is that? Because different people I talk to, some people it's, oh, well, I know I'm successful in life when I get a certain amount of money. Some when they attain certain, you know, like a beach house or vacation property. Some people it's just overall happiness and or having a family. So I'm just curious, what is overall success to you?
So overall success for me is to be able to provide for others. To provide a service so that we only not help ourselves, but we're also helping others. So when we're able to employ other people, provide them means of feeding their families, provide good food, of course, for the public to consume, and also, you know, nourishment. Our pizzas, we got vegan options, we got healthy options, we got something for everybody on our menu. So we just want to be able to provide for the general public. And also have the general public be able to come and be able to provide for themselves and feed their families. So to me, my ultimate goal of success is not only what we're doing for ourselves, but what we're doing to help others and also the community.
Good deal. I love it. Yeah. Right. And success is helping others and helping everybody grow to a healthier state and being and just being happy. I love it.
And with me, Danny, and this is Robert, I just want to provide a service. And what I mean by providing a service, have options for someone just in the Atlanta area. I think it's very important for me to be successful is to, you know, give back. As an educator, a lot of times, you know, you don't reap the benefit of someone being successful right away. So I think that's very important. So just providing a good service and giving people options, that's success for me.
That they can't get anywhere else.
Love it. All right, guys, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you guys, how they can get in touch with you, your social media, phone numbers, everything.
All right, so you can reach us on the Instagram at the Academic Pizza Oven. You can also reach us on Facebook at the Academic Pizza Oven. Our phone number is 404-692-1122. And you can reach us on email at the Academic Pizza Oven, theacademicpizzaoven at gmail.com.
Perfect. All right, folks, you heard it right here. If you want the best pizza in town that is mobile, whatever event you've got going on, these guys can take care of you, give you the best service, and the best food. Reach out to them. They'll take care of you. And we love you. We appreciate you. And remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.